Commentator Jake Halpern married into a family of recent Polish immigrants. He has this story about how he invented a Christmas tradition with them.
During the 1980s, when I was growing up on Miss Pac-Man and Sylvester Stallone movies in Buffalo, New York, my wife's family was helping foment revolution in Warsaw, Poland. My in-laws were intellectuals and dissidents who took it upon themselves to pass out underground newspapers that called for a free and democratic Poland. Eventually, when this goal was achieved, they immigrated to America. But in their hearts, they always remained Polish patriots. Inside the cloistered walls of their house, they spoke Polish, they listened to old partisan ballads, and reminisced about fighting the good fight. I didn't stand much of a chance. First off, I couldn't speak Polish. Second, my idea of a good time was watching the movie Spaceballs. And third, the very first event I attended with my wife's family was their very traditional Polish Christmas dinner, with its 12 fish dishes and other obscure rituals. So, there I am at the first Christmas dinner, struggling to regurgitate the few catchphrases of Polish that I learned, when I happened to mention that I'd brought a video camera with me. "Why'd you do that?" asked someone. "Oh, well," I stammered, "I thought we could make a movie." "Could it be a silent movie?" asked my father-in-law, who, not surprisingly, favored the abstract films of Bergman and Kurosawa. And that was my in. That year we made our first Christmas movie, a silent gothic horror story called Dinner. My wife's father and her uncle played the role of Romanian flesh-eating farmers who captured unsuspecting Polish boys and ate them for dinner. The movie was a hit. The family watched it countless times and complimented me repeatedly on my innate skills as a director. In fact, the entire family took to calling me Mr. Director. I was thrilled. The following year we made a sequel called Dessert. The year after that, we made our first talkie, 117, the Polish agent, Jutek Bonski. There was nothing artsy or Bergman-esque about this film. It was a pure, quintessentially American, schmaltzy Mel Brooks spoof. And they loved it. As the years wore on, everyone in my wife's extended family began clamoring for a lead role. Take this year, for example. It's Thanksgiving dinner, which has become kind of a de facto casting session. And my wife's mother and uncle are hoping to land starring parts.
I have this regimen of exercising throughout the year. I'm trying my best to look very good. And when the Christmas time comes, I have my hopes high.
In the first movie, I had maybe not major role, but somewhat significant role. But over the years, my roles in the movie sort of deteriorated. I'm waiting for more challenges this year.
This year's Christmas movie is actually part two of a trilogy. It's kind of a Cold War Braveheart, only starring a dancing Polish poet. My father-in-law plays the lead, so as you can imagine, he has no complaints. But in the end, I know the whole family will be happy, because over the years I've found a role for everyone, including myself.
Jake Halpern lives in Boston, but tomorrow he's coming to Washington, D.C. to scout locations for that Christmas movie.